This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30 on Tuesday, November 5th. It is election day. Hopefully y'all gonna get out there and vote if you haven't already. It's going to be an interesting morning. I'm actually excited because, Steph, you're running the show in the studio this morning.
I am.
JC is out, and we're going to be doing something kind of fun starting at 7 o'clock this morning. It's called The Masked Co-Host.
Ooh, I like that name. We didn't think of a name yet. The Masked Co-Host. Yeah, so JC and I, we kind of, behind the scenes, we're thinking about, okay, we know JC's going to be out. We want to have some people to surprise Mercedes. So we have a guest coming in today, and then we have a guest coming in tomorrow, but Mercedes has no idea who's coming in to be a guest host today.
Yeah, they're going to be hosting the show with me starting at 7 o'clock this morning. So from what I understand, actually, it should be the masked host because I think I'm going to be the one wearing the mask, and they're going to come in, give us clues. I'm going to try to figure out who they are. You guys are going to please help me. And then they're going to host a show with us from 7 o'clock on. It's going to be a lot of fun this morning.
Yeah, so. We have a mask for you, too. It's a Batman mask.
That's the one I usually wear whenever there's a surprise in studio. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to the masked. Well, it's not the masked co-host. We got to come up with
we'll
another
think of
name.
Something better, yeah.
Who's like the co-host? It. That's what we can call
Who's the co-host?
We can come up with a little jingle. Who is the co-host?
Who's the co-host? And we'll have like ad libs.
Yes, I love it. So how are you this morning? You've got a lot going on over there, but you feeling good this morning?
I'm feeling good. I mean, it's a huge day, right, in the country. I mean, I feel like the world has tons of eyes on us, but I also like, I'm very hopeful. I'm really excited to see how the election turns out. I just feel like there's a lot of tense like energy around us, a lot of high emotions, but I'm also being optimistic. I'm being hopeful. We voted early last week and it was on Halloween day. And it was funny because a lot of the people were dressed up in costumes.
voting,
right?
And then like Thor just put his vote in.
You can't dress up as any of the presidents that are going to be his candidates, but there was, Momo was dressed up. We were dressed up and it was fun. So I'm looking forward to that. And other than that, yeah, a lot of responsibilities on my end today, but I'm excited. I'm really looking forward to it.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. Today is definitely going to be a tense day, an exciting day. I definitely have some anxiety going on. I can feel it. Yeah. I knew that I was feeling anxious when I reached for my crystals and I wore crystals today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm going to pick this one and that's going to just like calm me down a little bit. It all could be in my head, but you know, maybe it'll do something.
I hope so too. I do Palo Santo every night to kind of clear my energy. Yeah. And I did that last night. Just deep breaths. You know, it's a tense time in the world, but at the same time, we have each other and love spreads all.
Yeah. Well, we are excited to have you guys with us today. A lot coming up. We have more of those passes to our advanced screening of Wicked. Yes, we are going to be showing you guys a movie before everyone else. I keep seeing reviews. I keep seeing interviews. And people are losing their minds over how good this movie is. I am so excited about it.
I'm kind of anxious to watch it because I'm such a fan of Ari and I'm such a fan of the musical. I remember watching it when it was back in San Diego. It came to the Civic Center and I remember crying and I am so excited for this movie. I'm so sad that I'm not going to be able to see the advanced screening, but I'm going to watch it the day it comes out on November 22nd.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely huge. So we've got your passes, four of them at 7:30 this morning with the Mega Minute. Let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Pump Up the Jam by Technotronic?
Pump up the jam, pump it up. Why you
want to hear Where Have All the Cowboys Gone by Paula Cole. Or do you want to hear Goodies by Sierra? Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can vote on our Facebook page, which is Mercedes in the Morning. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM or just text or call us right now. 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to want to hear this.
We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. What is one of the greatest experiences that you have had in your life? Actor Ryan Reynolds, he says that this was it for him. And you may have done this too. We'll talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Pump Up the Jam by Technotronic is the pre-show you pick up. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. What is the experience that you had that was one of the best things ever that you will look back on your life when everything is said and done and say, that was one of the most amazing things I have ever done? Ryan Reynolds, he was doing an interview, and I mean, he may be a little biased because I know his wife, Blake, and she are besties, but he took to Instagram to praise his friend Taylor Swift and the success of the Eras Tour. He said that watching the show was unforgettable, not just for its quality, but for how it brought people together. Did you see Taylor when she was here in town?
I am so bummed that I did not see Taylor when she was here. Wasn't Las Vegas the second stop?
It was right after Glendale. Two shows here at Allegiant Stadium.
I do remember watching the Eras Tour, the film, and I cried during it. It was so good.
It was an amazing experience. I got to see that show, and I'm kind of bummed that we weren't like further down in the lineup. Because people were still kind of trying to figure out, like, what are we doing at this show? Trading friendship bracelets, doing this, doing that. It was still brand new. People were very confused by it, but it was such a great show. What is the experience that you had that is unforgettable in your mind? For Ryan Reynolds, it's the Eras Tour. What is it for you?
So for me, I remember when I was living in Connecticut and the Sweetener Tour for Ariana Grande was also just starting, just at the beginning of it. And Hartford was one of the places as a stop. And I didn't know if I was going to get tickets yet, because how it works in radio, if you get tickets, you kind of put your request in and it's if we have leftovers. So we find out last minute. So it was the day before the concert. It was a Friday. I will never forget, because my best friend Jessica came to visit me in Connecticut, and my boss came to me and says, "Hey, we don't got extra tickets." I'm like, it's okay. You know, no expectations. But I'm going to give you my tickets.
Oh.
So my boss gave me his tickets from the label, and we had amazing seats. I remember crying when I heard this song.
Keep breathing and breathing and breathing.
Oh my gosh.
Cried my eyes out. Thank God I had sunglasses.
That, I would have cried too.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Okay, we got to know about you.
Well, for me, I feel like it's a concert too, and it's kind of a no-brainer, but it's when BTS came to town.
Of course.
My gosh. I mean, they did four shows, two one weekend, two the following weekend. I don't know how I finagled it, but I got into every one of their shows one way or another. I never call connections. I called connections on this one. Yes. And then I bought tickets too. And it was just like so amazing. Oh. Probably one of the best concerts. It is for sure the best concert I've ever been to in my life.
All right. Real quick. BTS concert or visiting Hungary for the first time? You're where your mom is from.
Sorry, Mom. BTS.
Really? Oh, man. Sorry, Mom.
I mean, it was really pretty in Hungary, and I liked it a lot, but, you know, RM wasn't there.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number...
It's a show that we'll tell you later.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning, and welcome to the show. It is... Tuesday, November 5th, 6:02. Thanks so much for being here, guys. It is great to have you here. JC is out today, so it's Steph and I running things. We've got a lot coming up today, including a guest host that'll be joining us. More on that coming up. I got to tell you, though, for the last, 3 days, ever since it started, I have been, obsessed with this Sephora sale. Have you heard about the Sephora sale going on?
So I didn't know about the Sephora sale until you told me about this. And now I'm looking at the app and I'm hooked.
If you buy any sort of makeup, or if the lady in your life buys any sort of makeup, or you're looking for stocking stuffers and stuff, this is the time that you have to buy stuff, because Sephora never has sales. They do this, I think, twice a year. And now, if you're one of their Rouge members, you get 20% off. I think you can get 15 if you're not a member. But, this is the time to buy stuff. So I have been going crazy putting stuff in my cart. And now I have to, narrow down. Okay, what can I really, I can't buy the $1,500 worth of stuff in my cart. So I got to really narrow it down. So I narrowed it down to my top 5 must-haves from Sephora when it's on sale. And ooh. I think people should pay attention, because like I said, ladies, if you're into, beauty stuff, these are things you're going to want in your possession. If you are not into beauty stuff, but you know someone who is, these are perfect gifts, I'm telling you. And I can just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tell you what they
ready
are.
Ready for
okay?
them. Go ahead.
So the first one is this Makeup by Mario eyeshadow palette in Moonlight. Oh my gosh, the colors are amazing. Whatever color palette you wear, they're neutrals, but there's some sparkles in there. It's beautiful.
I see some dark smoky colors and neutral shimmery
colors.
So
good. Okay. So good. So that is a big one. The Ordinary Multi-Peptide HA Serum. I use this serum religiously. I feel like my skin has been so great because of this serum.
And they're cheap already, so imagine them on sale.
So the Ordinary Multi-Peptide HA Serum. That is the best one. I finally found a foundation I love, and it's the one by Lady Gaga, the House Labs foundation.
Okay.
Her foundation is awesome. It has skincare in it.
Is it a liquid or a powder?
It's a liquid.
Okay.
It's a liquid, and it's got Arnica and stuff in the makeup.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's awesome. I love the finish of it. So good.
I love actually the marketing on it, and I love the packaging. You could see what it comes, the bottle.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
It's amazing. If you're looking for an under eye concealer, it's so hard to find a good one that doesn't crack and stuff. The Kosas one. Kosas. It is, there's caffeine and there's hyaluronic acid in it.
Oh, that's really good
it's
for your skin.
It's so good. Yes. It's the best concealer I've found.
Kosas, K-O-S-A-S.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the last one, just speaking of the under eye area, it gets dry there. We live in Las Vegas. We live in a desert. The Cora Noni Glow Radiant Eye Oil. Put this under your eyes before you do any makeup. Let it soak in. Your under eyes are going to stay so moisturized for the rest of the day.
I usually use Aquaphor, but man, stand aside, Aquaphor. I'm going to you.
It's good stuff. So I'm telling you, those are the 5 must-haves. I had to put everything in my loves category because I can't. I obviously can't afford all the other stuff, but this is the time to buy, people. This is the time. And guys, if you get your lady any one of those things, she's going to be like, oh my God, how did you know? That's amazing.
Yes,
so I'm just telling
ever.
You. All right, we've got a lot coming up this morning. 7 o'clock, it all starts. We are going to have our guest host, the mystery guest host of the day. We called it, I love the music. This is the masked co-host. And since JC is out, we have someone who's going to surprise me and co-host the show with me starting at 7 o'clock. Who is it going to be? I'm so shocked right now. I'm so dumb.
So we have clues to give you.
Okay.
And I think you're going to be shocked, and we're really excited to have them in studio. Yes.
I cannot wait to find out who this is. So starting at 7 o'clock, that is happening. We have more passes for you to check out the advanced screening of Wicked. Starting at 7:30 with the Mega Minute, and then also coming up in just a few minutes with Heads Up, your Daniel Tosh tickets. They're all on the way. On the way next, though, let's get to what's trending. Mariah Carey, the Queen of Christmas, she says the holiday cheer didn't help her with this big letdown. What was it? Details coming up in what's trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Mercedes in the mornings, what's trending? What's trending on Mix 94.1.
Mariah Carey is trending this morning. She expressed her deep disappointment after not being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2024, despite being nominated for the first time this year. I think Mariah will definitely end up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Eventually.
But first year, you know, the chances are not that great. Let's be honest, for the first year nominated.
Okay, so she started in 2016. She was eligible in 2016, but she just tried this year, is what you're saying.
This was the year that, yeah, she was nominated.
Gotcha.
I think. In an interview that she shared that many people expected her to get in, and so that kind of made her excited about the possibility. And then she pointed out that her lawyer, Alan Grubman, he's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame co-founder. He was actually inducted in 2022 before she was.
So what a slap in the face.
She's kind of like, okay, lawyer got in. But yeah, she was eligible since 2016. Obviously, just huge music career. So many hits. Like, it would take forever to go through all of the songs. But on a more positive note, she recently celebrated the unveiling of her brand new wax figure at Madame Tussauds in New York City. It is like the Christmas version of Mariah, and you look at them side by side, I could not tell who was who.
Oh, that's awesome.
They look exactly the same. It was crazy.
The wax museums that are just like the wonky ones too, you're like, that doesn't look like Rihanna. So it looks like exactly like Mariah Carey.
Yeah, you got to check it out. That's cool. The difference was uncanny, and that was what's trending. All right, who is ready to win? It is time. We have got some tickets to give away with Heads Up. Caller 20. You are going to get these tickets to see Daniel Tosh. He's coming to town. He's going to be at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on November 16th. You want to go? You are in with Heads Up. All you got to do is be caller 20, pick your category, pick your partners. JC's out, but you can pick Steph or myself.
Yeah,
and if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you are going to win. Caller 20, you're playing 702-364-9400.
Coming at you. More Mercedes in the morning. It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Jessica, good morning. You are in for Heads Up. You
Yay.
Ready to do this?
Woohoo! Good morning. Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right, we've got your Daniel Tosh tickets up for grabs. Pick a category. Do you want to go with higher ed, commander in chief, dribble down the court, or hip hop hooray?
Hip hop parade.
Hip hop parade. Okay, November is Hip Hop History Month. So these are all things that are associated with hip hop, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
So although I love Steph, Mercedes, like, statistically, is a winner, winner, chicken dinner.
No worries.
So
I totally agree.
Mercedes.
Well, thank you for the kind words, Jessica. Let's make you a winner here. Let's do this. Are you ready to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
Are you guys ready?
You're ready.
Time starts now.
This is the Big Apple. This place is known as the Big Apple.
New York City?
Yes. This is the person that plays the songs for you when you're at the club. You make a request.
The DJ?
Yes.
The DJ?
Yes. This is like back in the 80s. People used to carry these on their shoulders to listen to music.
Boombox.
Yes. This is also back in the 80s, the kind of ways they would, they do the worm and they do the robot, that kind of... That
dances?
Was what kind of dancing? It was like they do a head spin.
Skip.
Okay, pass. This is when you have two places that you play records on next to each other. Those are called the
you're
what?
Scratching.
They're
scratching.
What are those two things called together? They're the what?
Turntables.
Yes.
Turntables.
This is when I go. What is that called?
Beatbox.
Yes.
Beatboxing.
And Jay-Z, he is really good at doing this. So is LL Cool J. They're what?
Rapper.
Yes.
Yes.
Whoa. Oh my gosh. Jessica, you got it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What was the one you guys are struggling on? Yeah.
The one we break dancing. How do you describe dancing without saying break dancing? You know, it was hard.
They were in the Olympics just recently.
Yes.
Ray
Gun. Yes.
Yeah, it's all good. You guys did it.
Jessica, congratulations. You get those tickets to see Daniel Tosh. That's going to be a great show at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on November 16th. You are in, and we have more winning coming up at 7:30 this morning. Your advanced screening tickets to see Wicked. Yes, those are happening with the Mega Minute. Coming up next, is there something you regret? If you're a millennial, apparently your biggest regret happened 11 years ago. And Steph, we're going to find out what happened to you 11 years ago. It's all coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Next, it's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. In a new survey, 11% of Americans say they don't have regrets, which to me is really impressive. Don't we all have like one or two things maybe we regret? It doesn't mean you would go back and change it because it got you to the point that you're in life right now. But still, there's a couple of things I've looked back on. I'm like, I wish I wouldn't have done that. But you're finding that you may fall into this category. The average millennial says their biggest regret happened 11 years ago.
And I'm thinking about it. 11 years ago. That's 2013. Okay, I take myself back to Stephanie in 2013. One of the biggest things in my life was I studied abroad in New Zealand. I did the best things in my life. I went skydiving. I went bungee jumping. All things that I loved and I do not regret. But there's another big life moment that happened in New Zealand that I said, oh, was that a cringe moment? Or is that something that I look back on with regret?
In 2013, Steph in New Zealand, what?
Think about it. Something I've talked about on the show recently, and I said, I think I'm starting to regret this.
Your tattoo.
Yes.
Your tattoo. You got like a New Zealand symbol, right?
Yes, I have on my left leg, it's my thigh, a huge tattoo of the silver fern. And it's a symbol of New Zealand. Their All Blacks rugby team, that's their symbol. And it's a beautiful meaning. And the way I learned about it, I said, I'm going to get that tattoo and I'm going to put it on my leg. So whenever I'm wearing shorts, everyone can see it. But man, I think I'm thinking back on it and I think I'm starting to regret it because I'm not really from New Zealand. I just lived there for a couple months.
So do people ask you if you're from New Zealand then?
Yes, I got someone came up to me and started talking rugby to me. Oh, I was like, I don't know, rugby?
Let's talk to Corinne. Corinne, do you have a big regret from maybe 11 years ago or just in general?
Oh, Corinne, sorry.
Oh, hello?
Yeah, hi. What is it for you?
Hey. Yeah, I look back at like 2011, 2012 when I was in college, and that was, you know, height of Jersey Shore, and I was super into that style. I did like the duck acrylic nails, like the super skinny plucked eyebrows, tanning bed. Oh my gosh, I look at the pictures and I'm so embarrassed.
Oh my gosh, I'm with you. I would spray tan so much. I was always like a golden browns. I looked at a picture of me from around that time and my sister was with me. This was a few weeks ago when she was in town. She goes, wow, you're tan. I was like, oh, that did not sound good.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, next time though.
Yeah, exactly. The regrets, I've had a few, but hey, it just makes us stronger. Now I'm as white as the snow.
You ready? More Mercedes in the morning. We'll be right back. Something's coming, baby. On Mix 94.1. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, today is the day. It is election day. I know a lot of you might have some anxiety going on. There's some excitement in the air. And Voters across Nevada have until 7 p.m. to vote. The polls will be opening here in 10 minutes. So you can get your vote on here. There already are lines at some of the precincts here in Nevada. Here's what you need to know, though, if you are voting today. Clark County is running 135 Election Day voting centers. They are also mail ballot drop-off locations. So if you want to drop off your mail-in ballot there instead, that's fine. Some of the locations are Allegiant Stadium, the Gallery at Sunset, Henderson City Hall, Las Vegas City Hall, the Meadows Mall, North Las Vegas City Hall, UNLV's Lead Library. So they're all over town. The polls close at 7 o'clock or until the last person in line votes. Any person in line by 7 p.m. is going to be able to vote. So no worries on that. Voters, you can track your mail-in ballots, too, on Ballot Tracks or the Clark County Election Department's website. As for when we can expect the results, it's hard to say, but Clark County is going to be posting their early voting and mail-in ballots totals in its first election night totals with the actual election day totals coming later in the night. So it's going to be a kind of a hectic day, but it should be an exciting one.
Exactly. And I think if what I heard correctly is if you vote at Allegiant Stadium, they have special Allegiant Stadium I voted stickers. Like there's a Allegiant Stadium in the background of it. I have the generic one, which I love, but it's really cool for that. And then also today, I'm going to be out at the Back to the 80s Cafe near UNLV celebrating like this 80s election fun party. So if you guys want to come down and join, I'll be there from 4 to 6. There's going to be free food and just like 80s music. If you've never been there, it's so 80s out and I'd love to see you. So come down.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun time. And if you go to Allegiant to vote, I hear they may ask if you're interested in becoming the quarterback of the team.
That is so cool.
You might want to check that out.
I heard some coaching positions are available.
Yeah, that's absolutely true right now. Just speaking of Election Day, a lot of businesses are celebrating the vote with giveaways and discounts on food. Krispy Kreme is one of them. They're offering a free glazed donut this morning. So you don't have to buy anything. You just have to go and tell them you voted and you get a free donut and an I voted sticker. Lyft and Uber, they're offering discounted rides for voters who need to get to the polling places. Hertz has car rental deals. Grubhub has a bunch of different specials. So you can definitely save today on things. And then finally this morning, this is a crazy story. This woman was dining at the Chipinique Hotel in Nuevo León, Mexico. And she had a very surprising encounter with a black bear who wandered onto the restaurant patio. The bear walks up. Tell me what you would have done. You're sitting there. You're enjoying your lunch. A bear comes up. You're like trying not to freak out. But he comes up, starts eating your food. He just starts helping himself, snacking on her food. Then he looks at her. And he smacks her in the face. She's frozen. She's sitting there like, oh my gosh. The staff's trying to shoo him away. Looks at her and whack, like straight out of Real Housewives or something. Just whacks her in the face. This lady, I don't know how she did it. You got to watch the video. She stayed completely calm. She was uninjured. And then the bear eventually backed off. That happened just a week after another black bear was seen in the area breaking into a home looking for food.
I honestly don't know what I would do in this position. Like, did this bear just slap me? Like, I just fed you. You got my food. Was this at a restaurant where they pay a bill and stuff like that?
Yeah, it's like an outdoor restaurant. Like, she was sitting at a table and he just wanders up. But it's like, whack! Like, oh my gosh, I would have been so hurt, like emotionally, that the bear would have wanted to slap me in the
face. You gonna pay the bill or what?
All right, so we have a busy show coming up today, you guys. This is gonna be fun because in 5 minutes, it starts. It's the masked co-host, kind of like the masked singer. JC is out today. And Steph is set up for someone to come in and co-host the show with me. But I don't know who the person is.
And I love this because what we've done is I pre-recorded with them some clues. And you can like hear their voice, but you can't, it's like masked and stuff like that.
Okay.
But the clues are really good. And I'm so excited because I think they're here.
Oh, my goodness.
They're
all right.
Here. And I think Ramon's going to get him soon.
Okay. So, him. Okay.
Them soon.
All right. We've got one clue, guys. Okay. You're going to have to help me figure out who this is. So coming up in just those 5 minutes. We're going to listen to the clues, see if we can figure out, and the masked co-host will be revealed. Very exciting stuff. We'll see who it is coming up right now. It's Avril Lavigne, and this is Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Very exciting. Very exciting. I'm nervous, but I'm kind of pumped about this. So it's one of those days where we're kind of short-staffed. JC is out today. So Steph had the brilliant idea of saying, hey, let me bring in a co-host for you. But the key is, I'm not going to tell you who your co-host is going to be. So here I am trying to figure out who it's going to be, who is going to host the show with me this morning. And we're doing something called the Masked Co-host. Like the Masked Singer, you don't know who it is. You get some clues, you try to figure out, and then their identity will be revealed. So we need your help right now at 702-364-9400. Trying to help me decipher these clues, because you've got some clues ready to go, right?
I do, and it's clues where they're the voice is processed.
Okay.
It's like a different type of, it's not going to be their actual voice. So let me know when you're ready for these clues.
Okay, guys, here we go. The masked co-host, who is going to be hosting the show with me in just a few minutes? Let's listen to the clues.
Okay, here we go.
Everyone can see me, but I can never see you. People associate me with the number 8. People think I studied meteors. You can catch me wearing a suit and tie. I can help you plan your day before you go outside.
Hmm.
Oh man, that threw me off. I was literally just Googling the roster of the Vegas Golden Knights and looking at, because he said, people associate me with the number 8. And I was like, is there a number 8 on the Golden Knights?
I love your thinking.
But then he threw me off with suits and ties.
Do they maybe wear a suit and tie before the game?
Yeah, but there's no number 8 on. I'm looking. Am I wrong?
I mean, do you want to hear the clues one more time?
Yeah, okay. Let's hear them again. And if you guys have any ideas here, 702-364-9400. Yeah, let's listen to the clues one more time here.
Everyone can see me, but I can never see you. People associate me with the number 8. People think I studied meteors. You can catch me wearing a suit and tie. I can help you plan your day before you go outside.
What are you thinking?
You know, now I'm going in a completely different direction, but I want to see what you guys think, if we're on the same page here. Our phones are going crazy. Jackie, good morning. Are you there, Jackie?
Hey, good morning.
Hey.
Yeah.
Based on those clues, who do you think the masked co-host is?
I am going to guess it's Ted Florendo.
Ted Florendo. Mm. That makes sense. I was kind of going along that line of thinking too, or Nate Tannenbaum.
Oh.
Because they're both on Channel 8 that studies meteors. It's got to be a meteorologist, right?
I would think so. That's what gave it away to me.
Yeah. You can see them, but they can't see you. Mara, good morning. What do you think?
I actually texted Nate Tannenbaum. It was the bow tie and the getting ready. I help you get ready in the morning.
But here's the thing. I just had a live hit for Channel 8, and Nate was on there.
Oh, but what if he could sprint here?
The TV station's kind of far from
true,
here.
True, true.
So
okay.
Maybe, I don't know. Let's see. David, hey, good morning. What do you think?
I believe it's Nate Tannenbaum as well.
Okay, Nate. We got 3 votes for Nate, 1 for Ted. I don't think Nate could make it here in time. I think it might be Ted.
You think it's Ted? Is that your final guess?
Well, let's take some more of your calls here. 702-364-9400. And we'll do the reveal coming up next. How does that sound?
I like that.
Okay. Yeah, we want to know what you guys think. It's the masked co-host. I'm nervous, man.
They're here. They're
okay.
In the back studio.
All right, we're going to do the big reveal coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Hey, Rebecca. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Tuesday. It is the masked co-host on Mix 94.1. Based on the clues we just heard, who do you think it is?
Well, I thought it was pretty easy, actually, but Nate Tannenbaum.
Do you think it's Nate Tannenbaum? I would go with that, too, but Nate just finished the 6 o'clock hour news. There's no way he could get here in that fast.
Well, that's true, but then when they said get you on in your day, I thought maybe Ted, somebody else said Ted Florento.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm going with. All right, so I'm putting on my mask right now.
Okay, and let's have the masked host walk into the studio here.
Okay.
And you can't see anything, right, Mercedes?
No.
Like, you can't see how many numbers I'm putting up?
No. You can even take a picture of me. I am completely masked up.
Okay. They are right next to you.
They are?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. This is so, like, weird knowing that someone's standing right next to me. I can't even see them. Okay. Are you there, masked co-host?
How are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Who is the masked co-host? Are you ready to reveal yourself?
They are ready, and they just left the studio because they're doing a play hide-and-seek game with you, Mercedes.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, get back in here, and we will do the reveal officially coming up next. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Welcome to The Masked Co-Host. If you missed it earlier, my co-host, JC, he's out today. So Steph brought in someone else to co-host with me, someone that we can have a good conversation with. I don't know who it is, but earlier this hour, we heard some clues. If you missed those clues, let's replay those for you right now.
Everyone can see me, but I can never see you. People associate me with the number 8. People think I studied meteors. You can catch me wearing a suit and tie.
Okay.
I can help you plan your day before you go outside.
All right.
Okay, those are really good clues. You guys, our phones are going crazy, and it's really come down to two people. It's come down to Ted Florendo from Channel 8 and Nate Tannenbaum from Channel 8. Now, I know who I think it is, but we're going to finally do the reveal right now. Now, the person, I'm wearing a mask.
She can't see anything.
I don't know how that happened. But the person sitting next to me, right?
Yes, the person to your right.
To my right.
Yeah, can you want to touch his arm?
What, can you give me a high five?
Give him.
Oh,
okay.
Wow, that's very nice manly hands. I like that. It's definitely a man. Are you there? Are you seated comfortably, masked?
Yes.
Co-host? Oh, okay. Let's do the reveal. I'm going to go on record and say I think it's Ted Florendo because I don't think Nate Tannenbaum could have got here fast enough. So that's what I'm going to go on record as.
Okay.
The masked co-host is...
Now, here's Ted Florendo from 8 News
yes!
Now.
What is up?
Oh,
actually,
gosh.
This is Nate Tannenbaum, actually. Good to see you, Sam.
Ted, I was having my doubts that it might not be you because I know you typically work really late and
yes.
This would be really early for you.
I was having doubts too.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was Nate Tannenbaum as well. I was pushing for Nate.
Ted Florendo, chief meteorologist from Channel 8. I love that you came in this morning.
I am happy to be here, guys. Thank you so much.
Oh.
We've been talking about this for a while, right?
So I do a TV show on Channel 8 called Las Vegas Now, and I
yes.
see Ted every day. And I always say, like, one day you got to come on the show. You got to come on the show. And you're like, yes, I'll totally do it. And I couldn't get you on, but Steph got you on.
Yeah, I know. Well, Ted and I, when we met, it was at Mercedes' daughter's graduation party.
Yep.
Yes.
And that's right.
We hit it off great because you're Filipino, I'm Filipino, we talked about the Philippines, and
oh,
then
yeah.
JC and I were talking about who would be a great guest co-host, and we're like, absolutely, Ted Florendo is number one on our list.
Well, so, it helped that you brought some food to the table.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it.
So do you guys want to have like a little Filipino powwow really quick? Do you guys want to talk about anything since, you know, you're here
favorite
together?
Filipino food on three. One.
Adobo.
Adobo, easy.
Yes,
Sinigang.
For sure. Sinigang,
okay.
Good, okay.
Favorite city in the Philippines? magazines you visited before?
BGC.
Boracay.
Okay. Yeah.
What about a favorite Filipino dessert?
Oh, lechon.
Lechon?
Yeah.
Dessert.
Oh, sorry, dessert. You're right.
Okay. Do you mean toron?
I'm not half Filipino.
Oh, babinka.
Okay, mine's toron.
Okay, good.
Okay, oh, well what part of the Philippines are you from? Last question.
We are from Ilocos Norte.
I'm from Nueva Ecija.
No kidding.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow, this is fun.
We're connecting here, big time.
I've had amazing cooking from Ted's aunties before at his house when you guys have a big spread and your mom and all the aunties. Yep. Bring all their food, and it's just like
the lumpia.
Lumpia!
Got 20 of those, man.
So amazing. So how's everything going for you over at Channel 8? You're the chief meteorologist there. You're like killing it. How's everything going?
Everything's great. I just I'm glad I made the choice to come back because I left 10 years ago.
Yeah, you moved to Philadelphia,
I moved
right?
To Philly, and then I had a lot of email coming from here, going, "Where are you?
Yeah,
can you come back?" And I go, no, I can't. I'm here in Philly. And then winter hits. And I'm like, not a guy. I used to cover snow a lot. And I'm like, oh, I'm missing it. And then my friends here would send me pictures. They're like, hey, it's 60 here, and here's the palm trees. And I'm like, I'm shoveling snow.
Oh, I so don't miss the snow.
Yeah, right? So I said, well, I guess I'll come back, man. And here I am, and best decision. Best decision.
I'm happy because I am really good friends with Ted's wife, Jennifer, and I was so happy when you guys moved back.
You and everybody else.
Now, as a meteorologist, does it drive you crazy when people call you a weatherman?
No, not at all.
It doesn't bother you?
No, in fact, some people honestly don't know like what a meteorologist is.
What is a meteorologist?
You study meteors?
Yeah, right.
So when I tell them, they associate, I knew as growing up, weatherman. So I'm okay with that.
Okay.
I'm totally okay with that. That's not a problem. I'm not insulted by it at all. That's what everybody knows, you know?
When people see you in public, what's the first thing they ask you?
I think they ask, how's the weather?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because I think what it is, I remember seeing my first weatherman in Seattle, Steve Poole, God rest his soul. I saw him. I go, what am I going to say to him? You know, how's the weather, Mr. Poole? So I think that's the normal thing, you know?
Is it going to be windy for the rest of the day today?
No, we're good. Outside right now, it's good.
Oh, it's good?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, nice.
But it's coming back, unfortunately. Oh. But it's Vegas. We get that stuff, you
very
know?
Very true.
I love having Ted here.
You guys are so funny. Cool. Okay. I should have bought a pizza.
It's like a big party.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, that's awesome.
Well, if anyone has any questions for Ted, Ted's going to be here for like the next hour and a half. So we're really excited. We have much to talk about. But first, we got to do the Mega Minute. Have you ever heard the Mega Minute
yes,
before?
Yes, I have.
60 seconds, 10 questions. If you get them all correct in that amount of time, you're going to win 4 passes to our advanced screening of Wicked at AMC Town Square. You want to go? Be caller 20 right now. And you can win these passes. I'm telling you, everybody wants these right now. And we haven't had a winner for the Mega Minute for a while. So caller 20 right now. You're in.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Christy, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. Say hi to Ted Florendo from Channel 8.
Hi, Ted.
Hi, Christy.
It's so good to have you on. You're caller 20. You get to play the Mega Minute. Woo! We've got these
wicked
advanced screening passes. Don't be scared. Here's how it works. You've got 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correct. If you don't know the answer to one, just say pass, and we'll come right back to it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Take a deep breath.
All right, Christy, you ready for this?
I'm as ready as I'm going to get.
All right. Here we go. The Mega Minute starts now.
In what fictional place does the movie Wicked take place?
Kansas?
No. What international race is coming to Las Vegas at the end of this month?
The NHRA?
No. No. How many cards are
Las Vegas Grand Prix?
Yeah, we'll take Grand Prix.
Okay, all right. How many cards are in a standard deck of cards?
52.
Yes. In math, which subject features the measurements of shapes and figures?
Geometry.
Yes. In The Wizard of Oz, what is the name of Dorothy's dog?
Toto.
Yes. Who is Travis Barker currently married to?
Pink.
Pass. When it comes to airport security, what does the T stand for in TSA?
Oh my gosh. Transportation?
Yes. Black Friday happens the day after which holiday?
Thanksgiving.
Yes. Which band had the album Dark Side of the Moon?
A jazz one.
No. A person trained to travel to space is called a what?
Darn it.
Yes, it was astronaut. I'll even give you that one. Darn
was
it, Christy.
The first one?
Yes, it was either Oz or Emerald City. We would have accepted either one. That was the first one. We passed on who is Travis Barker currently married to. It's Kourtney Kardashian on that one.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot they got married.
Yeah. And then the band that had the album Dark Side of the Moon. Do you know that one, Ted?
That's Pink Floyd, right?
Yes, yep. It's Pink Floyd.
Oh, my gosh.
Christy, I'm so sorry. You did really well
Good job,
on the other
Christy.
Ones. I'm so sorry, but that means we have another victim of the Mega Minute. So caller 20 right now, you will win 4 passes to the advanced screening of Wicked at AMC Town Square. You want them? They're yours right now for caller 20, 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. We've got Ted Florendo from 8 News Now joining us in studio as our co-host today. So great to have him here. And coming up next, we're going to get to the Hot 3. Jason Kelce is speaking out about that phone interaction that he had at Penn State, and police are now involved. We'll get you the latest on that. Also, if you're planning on traveling this holiday season, what is the date you want to avoid? By all means, that is on the way. And being that today is election day, do you think that we should all get today off of work? A lot of Americans think we should. We're going to talk about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And the Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right, we are joined in studio this morning by 8 News Now's Ted Florendo. He was our masked co-host today, although I was the one that was masked. You came in without a mask.
Right.
You're wearing your baseball hat, though.
On my days off, it's baseball cap city, baby. That's all I wear on the days off.
I love it. I'm excited to do the Hot 3 with you. I want to get your take on some of this stuff, okay? Okay. Did you see that whole Jason Kelce altercation thing that happened?
I did not, but I heard about it.
Yeah. So he is reportedly under investigation now by the police and public safety agencies of Penn State after this altercation with a spectator at a Penn State game where he reacted to a homophobic slur that was directed at his brother, Travis Kelce. So this fan's taunt led him to grab and smash the man's phone and yell back at the fan. So last night on Monday Night Countdown, Jason Kelce was on and he apologized for the incident. This is what he had to say.
I think everybody's seen on social media everything that took place this week. Listen, I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. And you know, in a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate. And I just don't think that that's a productive thing.
So, you know, he's come out with it. I could see where he got frustrated. Not saying it was the right thing to do, but like these people that troll you, like they face no repercussions. So now this guy's the victim. You know, it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah. And I think sometimes they just, you know, hey, if they're an influencer, hey, I could probably get a lot of views if I do this.
Yes.
If I could get these guys, instigate these guys. It's tough, but you just gotta, you know, suck it up.
Especially when you're in the public eye like that.
Yep.
Yeah, you're right. He's probably like, oh, if I get Jason Kelce to snap him and put this on my YouTube channel,
that's what I was thinking.
And everybody's gonna watch it. Yeah, that's it's really sad. So he has apologized. Also, this morning, are you planning on doing any traveling for the holidays?
No way, no way. I'm staying.
You know better.
No way.
Yeah, it's chaotic. Steph, are you going to travel anywhere for the holidays?
So my sister-in-law's wedding is at the end of December. It's like 2 days before New Year's Eve, but it's in Phoenix, so it's not too far.
Are you That's driving?
We were thinking about driving, but James is like, absolutely not. I am not driving for my sister's wedding, so no, we're flying.
I think the drive to Arizona is one of the most boring drives ever in the history
I agree
of
with
drives.
You 100%
it's
there,
so
right?
boring.
Why did I think
yeah.
you were going to say, it's the most beautiful
no,
drive?
No, there's nothing to look at. It's
That's
boring.
That's what I thought you were coming with, too. I thought you were going to come with it. Oh, it's gorgeous. I love it.
Are you going anywhere?
Well, that's the debate. So my mom wants us to go for Thanksgiving, and my husband's like, which of your siblings is going to be there? Like, that was our... And I was like, why does it matter? He's like, I just want to know. So I told him, and he's like, yeah, we can go. And I was like, oh, that could...
It comes down to the siblings.
There's one sibling, my brother, or... Oops. Well, of course it's my brother.
I mean, there's two of them.
Yeah, my husband and my brother don't get along the best, and so it's always tense, and so he's not going. So now Matt's like, oh, yeah, if you guys want to go,
he's not going.
Go.
Let's go!
There's always that one sibling that somebody does not get along with.
Yeah,
right?
So, you know? I get it. Well, December 23rd, they say, is going to be the busiest travel day of the holiday season this year. That's the most common day that people are going to be leaving for the first leg of their trip for the December holidays, while December 31st is the most common day to go back home. And then for Thanksgiving travel, the most popular day to leave is going to be November 27th, which is the day before that Wednesday, yep. right before yep. the holiday. So it's going to get really hectic out there. You're better yeah. off staying home.
Yeah, stay home. Don't go anywhere. I might walk to Phoenix. Who knows?
Hitch a ride.
Yeah, hey.
Finally, this morning, here is an election question that I actually think most of us will agree on, okay? Should Election Day be a federal holiday? On the count of three, give your opinion. One, two, three.
Yes.
100%.
Look, we all found common ground.
Easy.
A new poll has found 70% of Americans think it's a good idea. 15% say no. 15% aren't sure. Clark County schools, they have a teacher in service day. So the kids yeah. are out, which is, mm-hmm. is kind of nice. Do you think that we should get the day off just because it gives us the ability to do our civic duty and vote?
Yeah. I think 100%.
I also think, like, mental health-wise, yeah. it puts you in a better spot. Like, okay, I know I'm going to go through long lines. Maybe there's people out there that might be against what you believe in. I really think that's something that you need to take the time, sleep in. And what if you're still wanting to do research on some people?
Yeah.
It gives you that time to really, like, do your research, take the time to get there, and grab a coffee and maybe take a nap.
Not to mention, I think it's patriotic, right? Hey, it's America. It's our time to vote. Get the day off.
Yeah.
We're Americans.
True.
Here.
True. The only thing is like there's early voting now. So like I've already voted. Like I mean,
we won't
I'm...
tell anybody.
I just want the day off.
I got to vote again.
All right. Coming up next hour, we have more tickets for you to that advanced screening of Wicked. We're going to be doing that with Heads Up. Ted Florendo is here. Woo. You can pick him as your partner if you want for Heads Up next hour.
Yes.
I don't know about that.
And something I want to talk about with you, Ted. This is yeah. very important. We're going to talk about driving in Las Vegas. What do you think? Think about this while we play some songs.
Okay.
What is the scariest road in Las Vegas?
Oh, I got one already.
The scariest road in Las Vegas.
Immediately pops to my head already.
Okay, we're going to talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Billie Eilish on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning, 8 o'clock, November 5th, Election Day. So many questions about Election Day today. We've got all the answers for all of your questions coming up later on this hour in the Hot 3. But right now, we have Ted Florendo from 8 News Now in studio
yeah.
joining us. He is our mask co-host today, filling in for JC. How do you like radio so far?
I mean,
you're
it.
Doing great.
I love it. And here's why. I don't have to put a suit and tie on.
Yes.
Just a baseball cap and a Golden Knights sweatshirt, and I'm good. My makeup. Nothing.
I love Ted because what he said, he's like, hey, well, you know, is it cool if I come in like super casual? I'm like, Ted, please come in casual. We don't want to see you in a suit and tie. No, we see it enough on TV.
Do not
Seriously.
Dress up. There's no need for it. It's
Thank
so
you.
Good to have you here.
I'm happy to be here.
You know, you do a lot as far as like telling us what the weather is going to be like. You do a lot with our roadways here in town.
Yeah.
And I wanted to bring up something. I just saw just a really sad story that a man was struck and killed on Blue Diamond and Durango, and that's the yeah. 130th traffic-related fatality here in Las Vegas. Think about that, 130 this year. And it's just, I've noticed like some extra aggression from drivers on the roadways
yeah.
lately. I don't know what is going on, but that that stretch of road, Blue Diamond, is my least favorite road in Las Vegas. I hate that road.
Yeah.
And I feel like people drive so fast on Blue Diamond. I feel like pedestrians cross all over the place, like out of crosswalks, just randomly someone will shoot in front of my car trying to make it through. That, to me, I think is the worst stretch of road in Las Vegas. What do you guys think? What do you think is the worst road in this city? I cannot stand that road.
I don't blame you. And they improved that Blue Diamond. Remember when it was just a straight...
There
was nothing
lanes?
In the middle. Yeah, it was nothing in the middle. No median. I would say for me, and Steph and I talked about this earlier, Boulder Highway.
Oh, God.
Boulder Highway, scary. Hardly any lights there. And I got to tell you, as a reporter there, I've covered so many accidents there.
Really?
Yeah, on Boulder Highway especially.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
I was just on Boulder Highway a couple of weeks ago. And now that you mention it, there aren't a lot of lights out there.
Not a lot of lights. I'm telling you, people are always just crossing there back and forth.
Yeah.
And everyone's going so fast. So it's so dangerous.
What do you think is the worst stretch of roadway here in Las Vegas? 702-364-9400. Dawn, good morning. What do you think?
Oh, I hate Las Vegas Boulevard, specifically the Strip. It's, you know, it's always crazy. There's a lot of out-of-towners. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I can't stand when the tourists don't, like, take the bridges like they're supposed to, and then they cross over in the plants and stuff. Yeah. Like, and what are you doing?
Dawn had a comment about Ted on the show. Do you remember what I was saying earlier, Dawn?
Wait, what?
Oh, absolutely.
What's going on, Dawn?
Ted, my husband has a bit of a man crush on you.
He does, really?
Dawn, am I allowed to take him to dinner? Is that possible?
I'm a little concerned.
Is your husband there right now, Dawn?
Oh, yeah. Well, he is. You'll be talking to him here in a minute, I think.
Oh, wait. I guess we got him on the line. Nice job, Ramon. He got him on the line. Hold on. Is this Dino?
This is Dino.
Dino, you have a man crush on Ted.
You know, it's hard to admit, but it's, you know, something about the way he carries himself and the suit that he wears.
Dino, thank
and
you.
And I'm just, I'm a bit jealous, and I just, you know, kind of, you know, have a thing, and I need to quiet when I'm watching his weather forecast.
I am so flattered. Dino,
absolutely.
I am so flattered. Okay, so where do I send the flowers?
Dino, I love that. It takes a real man to admit that he has that crush on another guy.
100%.
And Ted is fantastic.
I try.
Thank you, Dino.
I love that. So you've got your own fan club.
That's
here,
so
Ted.
Funny.
This is who knew. Let's talk to May. May, worst stretch of roadway in Las Vegas.
I don't really know how to follow all that up. That was pretty funny.
What a transition.
But back to the traffic thing, MLK at night, because there are Chargers and Challengers racing down that road and don't even have any lights on half the time. And I try to stay out of their way as much as possible, but... MLK at night.
There's been so much street racing too lately, not just on MLK, but I saw it just on Channel 8.
Yep.
It was up in Summerlin, I think, somewhere.
They're
that they were doing
these
that.
Days. They're doing it everywhere, anytime now.
Oh my gosh, we're getting a bunch of texts. St. Rose Parkway, it's horrible. Too many lanes. That's from Sarah. Another St. Rose Parkway. People drive so fast on this road. Rainbow Boulevard, Boulder Highway, Durango from 215 and anything southbound. There's what's the best roadway? Let's leave it on a positive note.
Ooh, the best roadway.
Oh man, what, that's a tough one.
I think 215 on this Durango curve. Or the 95 when you're going south and you hit those bumps and you go up.
Oh yeah.
Whoa,
I'm at Disneyland. This is great.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and this morning we are joined by 8 News Now's Ted Florendo, chief meteorologist. What does that mean that you're the chief meteorologist? You're the head guy of all the meteorologists?
I'm the one who gets in trouble.
Oh, gosh, they blame everything on you,
happens,
huh?
If anything happens, it's basically
if it rains in Las Vegas, it's your fault.
I don't believe in that word because, I mean, we're a team, right? I mean, Sherry, Nate, Mary Jane, Jerry, I feel like we're all a team and we're just all meteorologists, you know?
Yeah, you guys are so great. And I love that I get to work with you a couple times a week when I'm over on Las Vegas now. It's so good to have you here. You're filling in for JC this morning. So we just got a text that I have to address with you, okay? I'm totally throwing this on you. I hope I don't catch you off guard on this, but I thought it was something that we should talk about. So someone just texted. It says, can we ask him about his viral video with his son? How long ago was it? Does he still get recognized by it? How did he feel when he went viral? And I think what they're referring to is, was it the granting of Downtown Summerlin?
That was it. 100%.
Okay.
Was
so there was this video and you were out there doing a live shot. And you actually turned someone into a celebrity that night.
I did. And I got to tell you, I swear I just got that video too. Somebody sent it to me literally 2 months ago. And that happened 10 years ago.
That's crazy. Yes. So we're going to post the video. It's actually posted right now on our Facebook page, Mercedes in the Morning. Tell everyone what happened.
Well, first of all, if he's my son.
That's not your son.
I will claim him as my son, Brendan Jordan, right?
Yeah, that's his name, Brendan Jordan. Yes.
So what happened was I'm live doing weather. And you know me, I just stay laser focused when I'm doing weather. So I'm covering Downtown Summerlin. Apparently, Brendan is behind me doing like this great dance routine, right? And I don't even know what's going on. Michael Jackson be behind me. I don't even know, right? And it went viral, like him dancing. So I didn't know about it even until the next day, because the next day all these videos are coming out of him dancing behind me, and then it's going viral like crazy.
And this thing like got him on Queen Latifah's show, yes. Wendy Williams. Like he met Lady Gaga because of your live shot at Downtown Summerlin.
Yeah, I mean, everybody wanted him as a show on as the guest, right?
Right.
And because he hit it so big, and I guess everybody was a big fan of him, and I was like, well, Wendy Williams isn't calling me, so
Nobody wanted you.
Yeah. I was just there to give him the. I should have been his agent, right?
Seriously,
Brendan, you need an agent.
I actually reached out to him on social media to see if we could get him to call in, and it's obviously early, but and he hasn't responded yet. But I think that's so funny. So people still send you that?
Oh, here's the funny thing is I actually got another message sent to me a couple months ago with that same video from my relatives in the Philippines.
No.
Oh my gosh.
So they saw it. They saw me on there, and they sent. I go, well, I'm global. Well, Brendan's global. I'm
semi-global. They're like, you're global.
Ted, can you introduce us to Brendan Jordan? Yeah.
He's a real fan. I'm a fan of Brendan, not you.
No, but what I love about the video is I'm watching it, and I'm sorry, Ted, I'm not watching you.
Exactly.
I'm watching Brendan the whole entire time, and he is working it, and he's using his hips. And I mean, he is an absolute star. He has the facials on point, he has his eyes are locked in with the camera. He took your job.
No, I'll tell you the truth, Steph. I wasn't even watching me either. I was watching him both. Like, who's that guy?
You guys, I have an awesome idea. How about we reenact it? And Steph, you take the role of Brendan behind him. And
she
you,
can totally do it.
You can pretend you're doing your live shot. I'll just be in the crowd standing there.
The
and
one
we
next
reenact
door.
It. And let's see if we can make this look
easy. Easy. Oh, I love it.
We'll crush it.
All right, stick around. We're going to play Heads Up in just a few minutes. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Time for Heads Up. Sandra, you're caller 20.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Say hi to Ted.
Good morning.
Hi, Ted. How are
you? I'm good. Yourself?
I'm great. Thank you.
All right. Let's do this. Let's get you these passes. Four passes to our advanced screening of Wicked at AMC Town Square. You need to pick a category, Sandra. Do you want to go with Sandwich Shop, Wicked Witch of the West, Election Day, or November Babies?
Sandwich shop
it is. National Sandwich Day was on Sunday, so these are all foods that start with the letter S. Okay, who would you like to pick as your partner this morning?
I trust Ted.
Yay!
Oh, no!
I was hoping she would get it. Ted, you ready?
Thank you for having confidence.
All right,
let's do it.
Six answers in 60 seconds. You guys ready?
You got this, Ted. You got this.
All right, I got it. All right.
Ready, get set, go.
Okay, it's not salad, it's blank.
Soup?
Yep, gotcha. It's not soup, it's...
Salad.
Yep. This is long. They put it on. Oh, geez. They put it on sandwiches. Obviously, it starts with
salami.
Yes. Gotcha. Yes. Okay. This is another one. You put it with your pasta sometimes, not the meatballs, but you put what? You cut it up long as well.
Sausage?
Yes, gotcha. Okay, this stuff goes on top of hamburger buns. You see it all the time.
Sesame seeds?
Yeah, yes! Gotcha. Okay, this is not an onion. It's a smaller type of onion. Also starts with an S, obviously. It's purple.
Oh, gosh, okay. I don't need onions.
Okay, this is you eat this on Thanksgiving. It's a blank potato, really good. It's
blank potato?
Yep,
yes!
Gotcha.
Yes!
Oh, that's it?
Wow!
Congratulations!
You
need to partner up. We need to partner up sometime.
You did say potato on sweet potato, we're gonna give it to you anyway.
I'm so sorry.
Congratulations, Sandra! 4 passes to enjoy our advanced screening of Wicked at AMC Town Square. Congratulations!
Congratulations!
Thank you, Ted. You made it so easy. You got it.
I don't know about that.
We love Ted. Ted filling in. He is our mask co-host today and has been doing a great job. Congratulations, Sandra!
Congratulations.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is powered by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
It's been so fun having you in studio for our mass co-host, Ted Florando from 8 News Now.
I feel
like we have to do this again just because it's been so fun.
Now, here's Ted Florando from 8 News Now.
I hear that
at home.
All right, so let's talk about what's going on. Obviously, Election Day, and voters from across Nevada have until 7 o'clock tonight to vote. We, all three of us, have already voted in here, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we all did the early voting. So Clark County is running 135 Election Day voting centers, and those centers are also mail ballot drop-off locations. So if you don't want to stand in the line, you can just drop off your ballot there. You can do it at Allegiant Stadium, Galleria at Sunset, Henderson City Hall. There's so many, and you can actually go to the 8 News Now website, and you guys have a full list of locations so voters, you can track your ballot on Ballot Tracks. I did that. I just wanted to make sure mine got counted, and I checked it, and they had
you have to
on
do that.
Ballot Tracks is spelled like T-R-A-X, right?
Yes, exactly. And if you just go to the Clark County Election Department website, there's a link right there that you can click on so that you can do that. So do you know, have you heard, Ted, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, like when we can start expecting the first like results and numbers have come in? Have you heard anything
yet? I know that we'll get them tonight, obviously.
Yeah.
But I think maybe they won't really officially know the actual outcome until tomorrow or even the next day.
It could, just depending on how close things are in certain states. So
how crazy, we're gonna have a new president in the next few hours.
Oh, that's so crazy.
That's
a lot of excitement in the air, a lot of anxiety in the air, so
all of it.
Everyone just get out there and vote. Okay, also this morning, do you guys remember MySpace?
Oh yeah,
of course.
Remember how you had your top eight
so long ago?
How did you determine who was in your top eight?
Oh, the people, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, Tom was my number one always.
I always had Tom.
And then I was like, who do I think is my closest friend at the moment is probably number two. And maybe number eight was like the guy I thought was the cutest at the time.
Okay, so if you had to do MySpace now, who would be in your top eight?
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
And would it be all like people like that you've known for years? Or the reason I'm asking is 39% of Americans say they haven't made a new friend in over a year.
Wow.
So would you have anyone new to put in that top eight?
Like, Ted, I barely know you. I don't think I would put you in my top eight.
No offense at all.
Okay. My husband would be on there.
Yeah, you got to put your significant other.
Yeah, you
got
have to.
If my parents had MySpace, maybe I'd put them on my top eight. I don't know. That's kind of tough.
Would you put me on your top eight?
I would definitely put you on my top eight. You'd be like number five.
Yeah, I would put you and Ted, I would put you also in my top eight. I would put BTS in my top eight.
All seven of them? So that's really just
that takes them all. That's the whole top eight. Right?
Yeah, that's right. It's just like you guys and BTS.
One of the members doesn't count.
I know. I guess I have to leave one
that's
of them
a good
out.
Crowd to be in. Believe
seriously.
Me.
Seriously. 39% of Americans haven't made a new friend in over a year. Have you guys made a new friend in the last year?
I have, yes.
A new one? Really?
Yeah, and in the neighborhood, actually. Yeah, I have. But I believe that because a lot of people tend to like be in their own ways these days.
Yeah.
And that's it, you know?
I'm trying to think, too. So my friend who just moved here, I say that she's my friend now, but I knew her mutually in San Diego where we're from. Hmm. And her boyfriend, I actually went to high school with. And they're like, hey, we live in Vegas now. We should link up. Never met the girl. And she's now one of my good friends. Her name is Jody. We're going to go to a concert this weekend. So Jody, she listens to the show. Hi, Jody.
Hi, Jody.
Awesome. You're in the top eight. She would be in my top eight for sure.
What concert are you guys going to?
Catronauta. We're going to see him on Saturday at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center.
Oh,
so we'll
fun.
Be there. Yeah.
We learned something interesting when it comes to music about Ted. I was asking Ted off the air. I was like, Ted, who's your favorite band of all time? And you like didn't even hesitate. You just said what?
Van Halen with Sammy Hagar.
Van Halen sure. with Sammy.
With
like
Sammy.
You were so specific. I was like, I've known you for years, Ted. I did not
really?
Know you were a Van Halen fan.
No kidding.
And especially Sammy, because I prefer Van Halen with Sammy.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Yes.
I'm telling you.
She's like my sister.
I love it. I knew there was a reason why I loved you. They're really good. I'm really surprised. Is there anyone more like current that you like?
I do like Teddy Swims.
Oh,
Teddy Swims.
Like, so
when I hear his voice, I'm like, can I be Teddy Florendo Swims?
Oh my gosh. We got to get Teddy Swims in the studio so that you guys can meet each other.
We had him here
karaoke
not
with
long
him.
Ago.
Karaoke with Teddy Swims.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool.
Or bring
cool.
the ukulele in. I'll play the ukulele for him.
That's another thing we learned. So you play the ukulele?
I do play the ukulele, yes.
And you sing along with it.
I
Are you like Brother Is when you like play it?
I do a lot of the older songs and some of the newer songs. In fact, I was just saying, you guys, I was playing, just jamming to...
Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton, Wonderful Tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, on the ukulele.
You learn something new every day. I am so excited to watch you on 8 News Now tonight, and I hope you bring your ukulele.
Oh, yeah.
You just do a little, like, it's election night. All right, finally this morning, just speaking of friends, who's your best friend, and what is their dad's name? I'm going to go around the room, okay? Who is your best friend, and what is their dad's name? Ted.
Best friend is Scott. His dad's name is Don.
Don. Okay.
Steph. Don DeShane.
All right. My best friend's name is Jessica, and her dad's name, which I almost forgot.
Oh, no.
His name is Mike.
Mike. Okay.
You sure?
I would say I would say that Ted's wife, Jennifer, is one of my best friends, and her dad's name is Steve.
Yep.
Right.
Steve.
Okay.
Great guy.
So based on those names, Don, Mike, and Steve, grandpa names for girls have been trending for a while, and that they say is going to be the new baby name trend for girls. It's called My Best Friend's Dad. It's the hot new baby name trend to look out. So what they say is that names like Don turn to Donnie for little girls. Mike turn to Mikey for little girls. Steve's turn to Stevie for little girls.
Stevie next, okay.
Like they say that's the new big trend. It's called My Best Friend's Dad. So think of your best friend's dad, and that is like the big name trend for little girls
that
in the next
crazy.
Year.
I'm thinking about my dad's name. His name is Efren. Efrenny. I'm like, ooh.
Frenny.
Frenny's a cute one.
Or,
okay.
Effie.
I like Effie.
Effie's so cute.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
My dad's a Monte. Monty?
Monty.
Yeah, I guess that works.
Monty. Yeah. My dad was Emilio, so Amelia.
Amelia is a beautiful name.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. I think that, I'm trying to think, like, one of my other BFFs, her dad's name is Hank, and I don't know that Hanky.
That's not going to work for me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this was so much fun.
Yes, Ted, we know you got
great.
A busy day ahead of you. Thank you for being our guest today.
Guys, I am honored to be here, and I'm still waiting for Nate Tannenbaum to come in.
And it was between you and Nate. We were going to get it one way or another. But people, watch Ted on 8 News Now. He's going to be on today. You guys are going to have tons of election coverage
big time.
And stuff.
I'll be eating donuts.
Okay. He's just going to be doing weather.
They're not going to go to weather for a while.
Well,
but,
thank you for coming on the show. You were absolutely
my pleasure,
fantastic.
Guys. Love
so
you guys.
Let me get this straight, Steph. Tomorrow, JC's out again. We're going to have a new... Is it a new one or does Ted come back?
I wish Ted could come back, but no, we have a new... guest host tomorrow.
I'm going to find out. I'm
going
to get up early just to find out.
We'll find out. But more to come. It's Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. I feel like this can be kind of a controversial thing to bring up, Steph. I'm just warning you right now because I know that this bothers you and your husband. And it's in regards to children and iPads. iPads can be a great tool for your kids. They can be a great learning tool. They can be good with their motor skills. But sometimes people use them for more than that, i.e. a babysitter.
No, exactly. And this is what we encountered this past weekend. James and I went out to dinner. We're in the waiting little area waiting for our name to be called. And a family walks in. And it's a mom and a dad and their two kids. Look like about 7 and 9. One was a boy and one was a girl. And they come in holding their iPads. And they have really cool headphones. And I'm not going to lie, the little girl's headphones were really cool. It was like neon lights and they had like little kitten ears.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And it was,
wow, that's kind of cool.
I know. And they have the little iPad holders, you know, the little foamy ones.
Is it the teal blue one that every kid has on their iPad?
Exactly.
Every kid has that case on their iPad. What is there a sale on them? Like, why do all the kids have that case on their iPad?
I think the boy had the teal one and the girl had the pink one.
Okay. Like a bright pink. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So they start watching their iPads while they're waiting on the bench. So the iPad's set up. They're kind of just watching it and standing up. And the whole entire time, they're quiet. They're well-behaved. And James kind of looks at me and he goes, I don't think I want to do that for our kids. I'm like, really? Why do you think that? He goes, well, we didn't grow up with iPads and we turned out just fine. Don't you think that's something that we want to raise our kids, like not relying on technology for entertainment? And I go, hey, look, the way of the world nowadays, it's evolved with kids. We didn't learn things on our iPads like we used to. I mean, they're literally, they go to school, they're given an iPad, and they know how to use it well. I mean, as long as we manage our screen time with the kids, we'll be fine. We don't have kids yet. This is all just kind of metaphorical, right? But we were going kind of back and forth on this debate, and I wouldn't mind if our kids had iPads. So that's where we're at. James is against the iPads, and I'm kind of for the iPads.
I think that, like I said, iPads can be great for kids. What gets me is that when you just throw an iPad in front of a kid and use it to get them to shut up.
Yeah.
And then they lack social skills. I see it with some iPad kids. And what do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Do you think that it goes too far? Or do you think that, you know, if with your kids, you manage the screen time, it's, you know, it's an okay thing. I hate when people use them as babysitters, but they're not my kids. So yeah. It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter. I know Ramon. How old is your son? Ramon is helping us out today. How old is your son?
He will be 8 next month.
Okay, so what do you guys do when it comes to the iPad?
So I was on James' train because exactly what you said. I looked at it as when a child starts crying, a parent would give them the iPad to be quiet. So you're kind of rewarding them for crying. But now, oh man, iPad, so easy.
It's Are you must. Using it as a babysitter, kind of?
I mean, we go out to dinner, we give him the iPad, it's like he's not even there.
But do you want, like, my question is, does it worry you that he might not have, like, the social skills because he's just so used to talking or to looking at an iPad that he doesn't know how to communicate with people at the dinner table?
No worries. He's really good at socializing. I haven't thought about it that way, but no, I don't think we have any worries about that. He's pretty good.
Well, I don't think that you're like destined to a life of doom if you do that. So yeah, it just depends on the parent. Amanda, sure. Good morning. What do you think? Amanda.
Hi.
Hey,
sorry about that.
No, you're good. What's up?
So with my kids, I used to let them use it more often until I started realizing it was an argument. So they would argue more once you told them it was time to get off. Like, they had a set time. You get an hour, maybe two on the weekend to be on a little longer. But then it turned into an argument like, oh, just a little bit longer, or can I have more time? It was more argumentative. And so the less I let them have it, the better they were with doing their task or joining the conversation or whatever it was that we asked them to do, it was less of an argument. But when the tablet was in between us, it was a whole thing.
Because they want it. They see it. It's right there. It's physical right in front of them. We're getting some text. Samantha says, my husband and I used to say we wouldn't let our kids use iPads. Now we have two kids and they have learned so much from them. See, that's great.
Okay.
Yeah, we do limit screen time, though, she says. Anthony, good morning. What do you think?
Hey, I'm all for it. My boys just graduated high school. So back when they were about 3-4 years old, we gave them pretty much anything they could possibly want for entertainment in the car to keep them quiet. And when YouTube first came out, they learned so much from YouTube by just watching various channels.
They can actually like fix your car and build a house now because of all the YouTube channels that they watch. It's like crazy.
Wow, imagine. Oh, maybe I will convince James. Hey, you know, this could be a good thing for kids.
I think he's going to be, honestly, I think he's going to be like Ramon. When you guys have kids, he's going to be like, nope, nope, nope. The kid comes. iPad for you, my son.
Get every update available.
Yes,
every
exactly.
available one. I love it.
It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and that is it for a Tuesday. Hey guys, it's election day. Polls are open to 7 p.m. If you have not exercised your right to vote yet, please do it today. It is so important that we all use our voices. And we did the early voting. I'm really proud of us.
We did.
All of you that did not yet. You still have plenty of time.
And you can register to vote, right?
Yes, you can still register to vote today and still vote. And remember, if you're at work, your job is obligated to let you go to vote. They have to.
Oh, it's darn it. Law. I should have known that earlier. I could have left the show. Yeah, well,
you can always go after the show.
That's true. That's true.
We will get you the latest as we get news tomorrow morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning with a new masked host. Who's going to be the co-host on the show tomorrow when JC is out? Today it was Ted Florendo. Who knows who it's going to be tomorrow, but we're excited to find out. So that's happening 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. We'll have more of these wicked advanced screening passes for you. Everyone's been calling on those. So make sure you are listening. Special thanks to you, Steph. You killed it.
Thank
behind
you.
The boards. I love talking, chatting with you.
It was a
so
lot
much
of fun.
Ramon, who is here answering the phones
Thank
for
you,
us,
Ramon.
Killing it over there. And Ted Florendo, who was a fantastic co-host from 8 News Now. What a fun show today.
Yes.
We'll have another fun one tomorrow, and we will see you.
Oh, I want to say something.
Yeah.
I'm going to be at Back to the 80s Cafe today from 4 to 6 p.m. with Mix 94.1. It's like a huge 80s celebration. There's going to be free food, and it's all an honor for to vote. So make sure to go
Love
out and
it.
Vote. So we're right next to UNLV.
So get your parachute pants.
Yeah.
Put your hair up high, big hair, bandanas, all the good stuff. Where is that at?
Back to the 80s Cafe, and right next to UNLV.
All right, so go see Steph tonight. Go out and vote, and we'll see you tomorrow. Show number 2166 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1. It's the Mix.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.